Once Parvati inquires from Lord Shiva about what is so special about the holy land of Vrindavan. So what makes it so special? She is asking, is it because of the devotees who visit Vrindavan? Is it because of the land of Vrindavan? Or is it because of the river Yamuna? What makes Vrindavan so special? So Ishvara or Lord Shiva, he is saying in response, what makes the holy land so special is the constant chanting of the holy name that goes on there. And the Antaranga Shakti or the internal potency of the Lord who resides in Vrindavan, making the whole atmosphere of Vrindavan imbued with service attitude. These two things are the most special that makes Vrindavan so great. So one should be able to see the connection between the Gram, Dham and the Naam, it is said. All these three things. No Gram or a village is considered sacred unless it is a Dham. And no Dham is considered sacred unless there is Naam there. And what makes the place Dham is the service attitude to the Lord and the constant glorification of the Lord that is done by the devotees in the holy place. So as yesterday we were saying about how even in the Naam or even in the chanting of the holy name, unless Krishna agrees to come and be present personally, then that chanting of the holy name can be very superficial. In that respect we were saying how Krishna is absent in the offensive chanting of the holy name, as Bhagavan Saraswati says. So then how can Krishna be present? Then such chanting of the holy name should be imbued with the service attitude. Then Krishna agrees to be present, otherwise not. That is the condition. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Namakshara Bahuhaya, Namanahi Haya, he says. Superficially you have uttered the same syllables of Krishna, but Krishna is not present. That's why, as Bhaktivinoda said, the life is not present in the name which you chant, unless it is chanted with the service attitude, he says. It's like lifeless, he says, just like a cassette is singing, it is lifeless. It is just like any machine. Whereas when a person endowed with emotions is singing, then there is life there. Same way in the chanting of the names also, there is no life if there is no service attitude. And if there is service attitude, then there is life, which is actually Krishna, personally present, entering the heart of the devotee and purifying the heart, and such things happen. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Saraswati, Prabhupada, all of them have warned, and the devotee is chanting the holy name, that one should cultivate the service mood in calling out the holy name. So in the beginning, when we all chant, if you worry about the service mood, we will not be able to concentrate. So the very first thing one should do is to convince the mind to pay audience to the holy name. Like sometimes I was telling some devotees, sometimes their mind becomes preoccupied with so many thoughts that they become mum during chanting. And they stare at the ceiling or stare outside or stare at some other place. They are chanting, but suddenly they stop. And then they think about so many things. Again they, Hare Krishna. Little bit they chant. Again they go back into the thinking mode. So once Prabhupada was telling Malati Mataji, she asked Prabhupada, what should we think while chanting? Should we think of Krishna or his pastime? Prabhupada said, you don't have to think of anything. Think of nothing. Just chant and hear, Prabhupada said. This is why. So when we try to vigorously chant and chant swiftly, then the mind doesn't have much chance for escaping. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Just chant swiftly and try to, you know, subdue the mind by paying attention to hearing this name. And as the chanting proceeds further and further and further, the chanting itself is very absorbing. And then at a certain stage when mind is very clearly absorbed in hearing, then one can cultivate the service mood, by offering prayers in between the holy names or after the rounds. One can cultivate the right service attitude and mood, where one prays to Krishna for engagement in eternal devotional service. Just like Parikshit Maharaj at the banks of the holy river, when he met all the sages and saints, when he especially met Shukadeva Maharaj, he was telling, I have only two desires, he expressed. One, he said, if I have to at all take birth again in the next life, let me always remember the lotus feet of Krishna at all times. Let me never forget. Let me not become a fool, forgetful of the Lord. Let me always remember him. Another desire he expressed was that let me always be born in the association of devotees in my next life. So these are the desires he expressed. So in the same manner, a devotee's prayerful mood can awaken prayers, begging Krishna to engage in devotional service. But in the early stage, one should calm down the raging mind to at least pay some attention to the holy name. Because if you are not hearing, there is no possibility of developing the mood. That comes later. First, at least we should be able to calmly pay audience to hearing of the name when it is being uttered, even without any mood. Then gradually, once the hearing is beginning, some hearing is going on, attention is there, then the mind becomes calm. Because the nature of the oscillating mind is, as soon as it focuses on material object, the oscillation increases. When the mind focuses on spiritual object, the oscillation reduces. And then it becomes very calm, cool, collected and focused. And it becomes absorbed. Mind becomes completely absorbed and intoxicated in the holy name. Then when mind is hearing, and then one should develop the right service attitude, and then Krishna will become very prominently present in such a holy name and will do the work of purifying the heart of the devotee. As it is said, Shunnatam Sakata Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtana Hridayanta Stohya Badrani Vidhunoti Suratsatam Harinam Prabhu Ki.